Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I assist you?
I need to start a claim.
Okay. Let me see if I can help you with that. What's your social security number, ma'am?
421-492511.
Your first and your last name?
Tamara Phillips.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
02-24-1999 and 887-9712.
And your mother's maiden last name?
Phillips.
Okay. Okay, so what is your preferred language?
English.
You don't have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years? It could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
I'm sorry, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And you said your name is Tamara L. Phillips. And has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And is this a good phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a really long form. So in the course of the application, if we get disconnected, I'm going to try to call you back. So make sure you pick up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And you said your date of birth was February 24th, 1999. Okay.
Yes.
And your mother's maiden last name is Phillips.
Yes.
Okay. And your driver's license, is that an Alabama license, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's a license, not an ID, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 7972. And for demographic purposes, ma'am, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, American, Indian, or other?
Black.
Okay. Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. Male or female?
Female.
And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
12.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
12th grade.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you consider yourself disabled?
Can you repeat that?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your residential address, ma'am?
401 Broadway Street, Sheffield, Alabama, 35660.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that was Sheffield. Okay. Is your mailing address the same, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what was your occupation before, ma'am? What did you do?
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that?
What was your occupation before? What did you do? Was it customer service, stocking, retail? What did you do?
Pipe fitting.
Pipe fitting. Okay. Installer or fitter helper or plumber?
I guess you can just put installer or fitter helper.
Okay. So would that be the same as PV installer?
No, ma'am.
Not necessarily, no. Okay, let me see if I can find that. So plumber, pipe fitter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you seeking work in that same area of occupation?
I'm sorry.
Are you seeking work doing that, being a pipe fitter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you belong to a union?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you registered in school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work full time?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles can you travel to go to work one way?
I guess 50.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And how much were you making an hour?
What's the lowest? 30. Okay. I guess 30 an hour.
Okay. Are you a corporate CEO officer in any business at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, I do not work for myself.
Okay. Are you currently registered or have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Or any pension, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes? Yes or no, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And would you like to keep the same direct deposit information you had on before, or would you like to update that?
The same.
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of the company you were working for?
McAbee.
Okay. And the phone number and the location that you work at, and the phone number for McAbee?
5724 21st Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay, so it's Tuscaloosa.
34501.
Okay, and the phone number?
205-349-2212. One,
what, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can you repeat the phone number one more time?
Please. Yes, ma'am. 205-349-2212.
One day. Okay, thank you. And when was your first day of work and your last day of work?
The first day was August 29th to 2023, and my last day was August 1st, 2024.
Thank you. And the reason you're not working, is that lack of work?
Yes, ma'am. Like reduction of force, layoff. Okay. Yep.
And have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Pension?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So, ma'am, do you certify that your answers are true and accurate and that you know that the law provides penalties for any false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? Do you certify that your answers are true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, Tamara Phillips, thank you. And your social security one more time.
421-492511.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And verify identity. Okay, to verify your identity, ma'am. Did you have a, which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? 2003 BMW, 2004 Chevy, 2006 Mitsubishi, 2008 Audi, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1104 Puritan Avenue, 151 Waterford Circle, 1202 Winsboro Road, 4328 Laredo Court, or none of the above?
1104 Puritan Avenue.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following cities have you been associated with in the past? Muscle Shoals, Opelika, Hoover, Phoenix City, or none of the above?
Muscle Shoals.
Okay. And do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, ma'am? Do you want to file for unemployment? Do you want to file for unemployment, ma'am?
Yes.
And do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the claimant benefit handbook at labor.alabama.gov?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read a really long disclaimer, ma'am. There is a possibility that we would get disconnected. If we do, I'm going to try to call you back, so make sure you pick up, please. Please take down websites, phone numbers, and instructions I will give you. I'm going to ask you to refrain from asking questions until I give you a PIN number at the end, okay? At which point you can ask me any questions you want so we can submit this in a timely manner. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certification please read it thoroughly. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process we just completed, ma'am, of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start your payments. You must first begin doing a weekly certification each week that you want to claim benefits for on the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5, but not on Saturday. You could do so by either going online or by calling 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5. Whether filing online or in person, you will need to remember your PIN number. That will be assigned to you. Additional instructions, again, are available on the board and the website at Benefits Rights and Responsibility at labor.alabama.gov. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are verified short-term layoffs, claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, again, you could contact your local Alabama Career Center. Beginning January 1st, 2023. Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must report the contact information for each. When you do your claims, you may not list the same employer more than once. So your employer was not hiring at the time of contact, but begins to hire at a later date. Failure to make a complete work search, submit 3 applications, and do the weekly certification for each could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with this or any other questions, you may also visit your local Alabama Career Center, okay? So your application number, ma'am, is 498-044-205. That's 498-044-205. And your PIN number is 4644. Okay, 4644 is your PIN number. And basically, ma'am, what they're asking you to do is go to the website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, register on that website, upload your resume, and submit 3 applications for work. And then you would report that contact information for those 3 applications. When you do your weekly certification on Sunday would be your first, and that number is 800-752-7389. Okay, do you have any questions?
Yes, does that applying to the 3 whatever employers apply to union members?
You didn't say you were union, ma'am. I asked you that question.
I remember you asking me, and I said yes. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's going to create an issue. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can have that corrected. Okay, 1 second. Let me see if I can have somebody help you with that. Okay, one second, ma'am. If not, you might have to call the 800 number to update that, but let me see if they can do it here. This might take a minute, ma'am, because they're really busy right now.
That's fine.
Still waiting. Still waiting. Still waiting, ma'am. We're still waiting.
Still waiting, ma'am. Still waiting, man. Still waiting, ma'am. Do you have a union number, ma'am?
Yes, local 760.
Okay. Local 760?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see if they can add that, but it's a different process. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay, so ma'am, at this point, I already submitted the application, so we don't have a way of changing that now here. Okay, so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to try to get through an inquiry, contact them, or go on the website. Okay, so you're going to have to call either 1-800-361-4524 and request a call back. Okay, and the best time to do that is after 4:30. Or you can go online at adol.alabama.gov. Okay, log in with your credentials. Or register and log in. Okay, and then you can submit that request online and see which one of those work for you.
Okay, what was that 1-800-361 number again?
361-4524.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. And next time, ma'am, the question comes, you probably didn't realize, the question comes right after what you do for a living. So remember we were discussing the pipe thing? That's probably why you didn't hear it. Okay, and the question comes right after that. Are you a union member? Okay, so that's when you need to say yes, you are, because if not, it's going to require you to do the job search. Okay, so you're going to have to try to contact them directly and see if they can change that, and just tell them we missed it on the original application, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sorry for the inconvenience. Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.